Welcome to the radio ministry of the Seed Christian Fellowship. The Seed is a Christ-centered, God-glorifying, Spirit-filled fellowship of believers eager to share God's love with you. No matter where you've been or where you're at, you are welcome. The Seed is a place to belong and grow in God's grace and love. Our prayer is that you will experience God's grace at the Seed and that you will come to know God's love. Grow in Christ's grace, go in the Holy Spirit's power, sow seeds of faith in our world. Welcome to this week's Seed of Faith.
Welcome to this week's Seed of Faith, brought to you by the Seed Christian Fellowship. This is Pastor Dave, and we're so blessed that you are listening. If you have a prayer concern, you can go to our website at www.theseedchristianfellowship and post your prayer concern. Our prayer team loves to pray. And they love to pray for the concerns of God's people. So you can go to our website and listen or post on prayer concern, list your prayer concern, or you can listen to some of the past messages that we've had at on the broadcast. You can listen to the radio broadcast, or you can listen to the weekly sermons. Our Old Testament reading comes from the book of Deuteronomy, and I know many of you are out there just reading Deuteronomy, but I think there's some good words for us. The Israelites sit on the edge of the promised land, and they're ready to enter it. Let us listen for God's word for us today, Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 8 through 15. Observe, therefore, all the commands I'm giving you today, so that you may have the strength to go in and take over the land that you're crossing the Jordan to possess, and so that you may live long in the land, and the Lord swore to your forefathers to give them and their descendants, a land flowing with milk and honey. The land you are entering to take over is not like the land of Egypt from which you have come, where you planted your seed and irrigated it by foot as in a vegetable garden. But the land you are crossing the Jordan to take possession of is a land of mountains and valleys that drinks rain from heaven. And it is a land the Lord your God cares for. The eyes of the Lord your God are continually on it from the beginning of the year to the end. So if you faithfully obey the commands I'm giving you today, to love the Lord your God and to serve him with all of your heart and with all of your soul, then I will send rain on your land in its seasons, both autumn and spring rain, so that you may gather in your grain, new wine, and oil. I will provide grass in the fields for your cattle, and you will eat and be satisfied. Deuteronomy 11, 8 through 15. The Israelites were finally sitting on the edge of a promised land, and they're waiting, and they have been waiting, and they had been wandering for 40 years. I wonder what it's like to wait and wander. I bet you know what it's like. I know what it's like to wait and wander. They've been waiting for 40 years. Earlier this week, as I was reading this section of Deuteronomy during my devotional time, the Holy Spirit had me stop and journal on these verses. I was impressed with the thought that God wants to be with his people. God tells the people that the land they are about to cross over and take possession of is a land of mountains and valleys. Well, I recently flew to Pittsburgh to be at the retirement service for one of my mentors and longtime friend. And I was sitting on the plane flying over some of the largest mountains and valleys in the United States. And I thought about the land and the mountains and valleys we face. It was like these words were sinking deep into my heart. The land that God wants to give us will be a land full of mountains and valleys. And the Holy Spirit said to me that this next year will be filled with some mountaintop experiences that will bring great joy and happiness. Also, this next year will be filled with some valleys. Some of these valleys will be dark. Yet God said that he will be with us in these valleys as we go through to the next mountaintop. Just like it says in Psalm 23, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, will not fear, for the Lord our God, the good great shepherd of the sheep, will be with us and comfort us." This past week, I sat with my wife and my mother-in-law, and we sat as she prepared to go home to be with Jesus. And Yeah, I don't know if you've ever had that opportunity to sit with someone or walk with someone in their last moments. But it's a powerful, in fact, it's called the divine mercy. And we look at that shadow of death as a terrible thing, but it's a shadow. Death is but a shadow because the light, we're told, shines into the darkness and the darkness can never overcome it. Each of us faces mountains and valleys. I don't know what your mountains and valleys will be. We just walked our mother into heaven this week. It was a valley, yet she's on the mountain worshiping with God. Do you find it comforting to hear Moses' words that we face a year filled with mountains and valleys? The real promise of this passage in Deuteronomy is that the mountains and valleys that we will face will be filled with God's presence. And if you have your Bible, I'd go back and turn to Deuteronomy 11 and look at this verse. It is a land the Lord your God cares for. The eyes of the Lord your God are continually on it from the beginning of the year to the end. That's really, really, really good news. From January 1st through December 31st, if you were doing a year calendar, God's eyes are continually on us. God wants you to hear this. Each year will be filled with mountains and valleys, but God wants you to know that no matter what, He is with you. God cares about the new year land that you have crossed over into. God's eyes are on the land continually. Stop and think about this for a moment. The eyes of the Lord are on you. The eyes of the Lord are on your mountains and valleys. The eyes of the Lord are continually on you from the beginning of the year until the end of the year. Wow, what a powerful promise. Let us stop and pray for a minute. Lord God of all creation, you created us in your image, and your promise is that you will sustain us with the promise of your presence. We ask that your eyes would be on us, that you'll continually watch over us as we face our mountains and our valleys. We stand in the promise that you will be with us from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. Help us, O Lord, to be sensitive to your words of life. Amen. I'm going to read from John, the Gospel of John now, chapter 1, 1 through 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning, and through Him all things were made. Without Him nothing was made that has been made. And in Him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines into the darkness, but the darkness, well, has never understood it. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning the light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every man and woman was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to all who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testifies concerning him. He cries out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me.' From the fullness of his grace we have received one blessing after another." Wow, what a wonderful verse. John 1:16. From the fullness of his grace we have received one blessing from another. That'd be a great verse to memorize right there. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but God, the one and only, who is at the Father's side, has made him known. In the Gospel of John, we have a wonderful illustration of who Jesus is. Jesus is the eternal Word. Jesus is the creative Word. Jesus is the incarnate Word. Incarnate, that's a big fancy word, isn't it? Incarnate means that God becomes one of us. God becomes a human with flesh and bone. Do you see any similarities between John 1 and Genesis 1? In the beginning brings us all the way back to Genesis 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty, and darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. Have you ever thought that Jesus is the Word, quote unquote, of God? In Genesis, we hear God speak, and the heavens and earth are created just from God speaking. In John 1, we hear that Jesus is the Word. The Word of God brings life and light. The Word of God creates and adopts us as children. The Word of God came to earth in order to dwell within and among us. Listen again to this passage. In the beginning was the Word, the Logos of God. The Word was with God. The Word was God. The Word was with God in the beginning. Through the Word, everything was made. Nothing was made without the Word. In the Word was life. In the life Word, there was light. In the life Word, light shines on all people. The life Word, light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never overcome it. The Word was now in the world, even though the world was made through the Word. The Word made the world. But now the world chose to come and live with us in the Word. The world did not recognize the Word. Do you recognize the Word? That's my question for today. Do you recognize the Word? How do you recognize the Word? You've been listening to The Seed of Faith, brought to you by the Seed Christian Fellowship. This is Pastor Dave, and we're talking about the Word of God. Do you recognize the Word? But the Word of God is Jesus. How do you recognize the Word? The Word came to those who were his own, but they did not receive the Word. So my next question is, do you receive the Word? Do you receive the Word? Not my words. Do you receive Jesus? To those who received the Word, to those who believed his Word, the Word Jesus gave all who received and believed in the Word Jesus the right to become the children of God, children not born of natural descent or human will, but born of God. The Word became flesh. The Word dwelt among us. The Word let his glory be seen. We have seen the glory of the Word, the glorious Word from the one and only, the glorious Word from the Father, the glorious Word full of grace, the glorious Word full of truth. So my question for you this day, really this year, is the Holy Spirit has pressed upon my heart that we should not only remember our baptism with a new name and a white stone, but one more thing we should think about. God wants each one of us to have his Word for a year. I don't know what the Word is that God wants to give you. That is really between you and God. Your so what for today is for you to take some time over this next week. Really, take some time. Turn off your TV, turn off your phone, turn off your electronics, turn off your fears, your worries, your doubts, your guilt, your shame. Turn them to God. Sit with God and God's Word and see if the Holy Spirit will lay a word upon your heart. My wife and I have been doing this for many, many years. We take time at the beginning of the year. In fact, there's a ministry out there called My One Word Ministry, and they encourage people to pray and choose a word that they think about and pray about during the year. Last year, my wife's word was intentional. She wanted to become more intentional. She wrote it down and put it on the middle of her calendar. Every day she'd go check her calendar to see what she had going on, and there was the word intentional. This year, She had picked the word flourish, so she could say the word picked her. God wants me to flourish despite the lead poisoning, despite the chelation, despite what we're going through in the valley. I haven't ever done this, but as I spent time in Chicago, this one-word ministry idea was everywhere, and I went and I saw it in a hospital. I saw it on my iPad, and I haven't heard about it from a friend in Illinois. They've been doing it for years. The more I thought about it, the more I liked it. The more I liked it, the more I thought about us doing it, maybe on the radio or in our church, and I've been praying about my word for the week. I feel like I have three on my heart: satisfied, content, and healed. When I shared my words with my wife, she said, healed. You already are satisfied and content, so let you get healed this year. As many of you know, I battled this lead poisoning, and I've had three rounds of chelation. It's like chemo, and I have one more round to do. My wife chose a word, wait, for this year. Wait, and it's interesting. We sat at my mother-in-law, our mom's bedside, and we waited. And her acrostic for wait was, why am I talking? W-A-I-T. Why am I talking? And the other is, what am I thinking? This is more of a deeper, more profound message today, because probably my heart is very sad. But I wonder what your word is. What is the word that God is trying to give to you? My wife's word for this year is wait. Mine was healed. How about you? Do you have a word on your heart that God is speaking to you? Is he going to be with you in your mountains and your valleys? Have you ever thought about focusing on one word? What kind of person would you like to become this year? What is it that drives your desires to become that person? Make a list of the words based on your desire to become that person. I suggest you reduce it down to maybe 10 or less words. Take some time to sit with God quietly and choose the one word for this year. Choose a Bible verse that speaks about your chosen word. I'd be willing to help you. I'd be willing to send you a list of words that you could maybe choose from and narrow it down. I've made up a list of words. What is the one word that God is giving to you this year? What is the one word God is giving you this year in order for you to work on? What is the word that God is giving you that will bring you life? What is the one word that God is giving you that will bring you light? What is the one word that God is giving you that will bring you truth? What is the one word that God is giving you that will fill you with grace? I wonder what it is that God is trying to do in your life. We were told that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Do you realize that God's Word is alive and redemptive? No matter who we were, or where we're at, or what we're facing, God wants to dwell within us and change us into his image. The Word was with God in the very beginning, and it's with us today. And it's my prayer that you will find time to open up your living Word this year. Listen, if you don't have a Bible, I'm going to encourage you to email me at PastorDave@TheSeedChristianFellowship, and I'll send you a Bible. It's a living Word. And there's a lot of words in there, but I know there's a word for you. Maybe you've never thought about God giving you a word. I think of, you know, like being content or courage or a helper or strength or adopted or counsel or counselor or unfailing or outrageous, released or redeemed. What does God want to do in your life? Have you ever thought that God is trying to speak to you? It's my prayer that you'll find time to open up God's living Word. If you've never done this, start with one verse a day. If you've never opened the Bible, don't let it be overwhelming. Start with one paragraph. I have a reading list. I offered it last week on the program when we were talking about forgiveness. It's a reading list where you read one chapter of Proverbs a day or try to do five Psalms a day. Billy Graham read five Psalms a day. every day of his life. The Psalms are for heart wisdom. Everything that you're facing can be found in the Psalms. And last week we learned that as far as the east is from the west, in Psalm 106, he's removed our sin, our transgression from us, and he's forgiven us. I can send you the reading list. I can send you a word list. My challenge to you each week is that you draw closer to Christ. The word tells us that the wise get up one more time when they fall or fail. Can we do this? Can we get up? As your pastor on the radio here, I want you to know that God loves you. I say that every week, but I really mean it. And I say, and I sign my emails, I sign my text message, God loves you, and so do I. God has redeemed us so that we could love others. That great commandment, love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and all your might, and love your neighbor as yourself. God loves you. God loves you unconditionally. God has redeemed you. God has forgiven you. The slate is clean. The slate is clean. Maybe you need to hear that for the first time. The slate is clean. You can open a new chapter. God promises to be with us as we grow and change this year. The promise is that he's going to be with us in our mountains and our valleys, and that he sees us. I'd encourage you to go back to Deuteronomy, where we started at the beginning of our message today, in Deuteronomy chapter 11. The people sat at the entrance of a promised land. And I don't know what you're facing, but I know that God is going to go with you. But I do know that you're going to have some mountaintops and some valleys, and that he's going to walk with you through this time. It says that the land that you're entering is not like the land that you lived in, but you can plant your seed, and that he's, I love verse 12. He says, in the land the Lord your God cares for, the eyes of the Lord your God are continually on it from the beginning of the year to the end. God sees you. God sees where you're at. God sees your fears. God sees your sin, and he's willing to love you unconditionally. My heart's prayer is that you're going to turn back to him. We're not enough, but Christ is. His body was broken and his blood was shed, and that's enough. With Christ, we are enough. We are forgiven. We are cleansed. We are free. My prayer is that you'll go through the mountaintops and the valleys, and you'll keep your eyes on Jesus. Let us pray. Gracious Lord, we give thanks for this day. We give thanks that you see us on our mountaintops, but you also see us in our valleys. You see us when we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, and your light shines into that darkness. And Lord, we pray that you would give us a word to live through and in. Maybe it's a word that you're challenged us to grow in. And we give thanks that you've given us the word that dwells among us. The word is Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. It's never too late to turn to God. It's never too late to be healed. It's never too late to be restored. It's never too late to be reconciled. Give your life to Christ this day and walk in the light that shines into the darkness, because the darkness can never overcome it. God loves you, and so do I. God bless. Have a great week.
You've been listening to this week's Seed of Faith. Our prayer is that you have come to know how much God loves you. If you would like to know more about the ministry of the Seed Christian Fellowship, contact Pastor Dave at his email address, pastordave@theseedchristianfellowship.com, or you can send a message through the church website, theseedchristianfellowship.com. You are invited to come to church Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. at the Rancho Cucamonga Community Center at 11200 Baseline Road in Rancho Cucamonga, California, 91730. The Seed is a wonderful fellowship of believers growing in God's love and grace. And when you do come, please make yourself known to Pastor Dave, because he would love to meet you. If you don't have a home church and you would like to find a church in your area, they can send you names of some local churches in your particular area. Well, thanks for joining us this week. And remember, God loves you, and so do we.